And now back to the Rosie on the House show. Today we're talking mortgages with Rosie's friends from the Galaxy Lending Group. Call with your questions at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And welcome back, talking fun. We're just kind of taking a little tour down History Road all day today, and we're talking about those homes built in the 50s. They were masonry homes. They were single-pane windows that leaked about as much as hanging paper towels in the window opening. A kilowatt hour was costing about 3 cents a kilowatt hour, so energy wasn't a big deal back then. Interest rates were about the same as they are today, so let's take that same home and move it forward through the years. If you have a question about refinancing, if you'd like to get back into the housing market, maybe you were inched out or squeezed out in this last little event that we call the Great Recession. Bill Goodhart and I were talking. He counts that he's been through 11 housing cycles in the Valley of the Sun. I think I've been through 7 of those. So it's coming. It's coming. It'll come back.
And we've got our Nostradamus here to predict that.
Yes, yes. And Mr. Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending will predict the next
great
date.
Great Carniac.
You guys didn't tell me to bring my crystal ball this morning, and so I may have left that in the office.
We've got this imaginary typical home, 1,500 square feet, built in the 50s, valued at about $15,000. By the time we get to about 1960, that house has already doubled in price to $30,000. So now we're buying that home again. At that point, we're still 20% down, right?
Yes, 20% down then.
When did we start breaking that rule, Harold?
That's in the 60s. That's
really
when mortgage insurance came into being. It was somewhere in the late 60s where it became more common. Private mortgage insurance, especially FHA loans, existed then. VA loans existed then.
Yeah,
so there
yeah.
were government-backed stuff. But the PMI that we're accustomed to today, it was about the 60s when that got going, and that's what allowed for less than a 20% down payment. Fortunately for me, I guess, I wasn't alive in the 60s, so I don't remember it, but from what I've read, from what I see, it was...
from the history books I've read.
So in the 60s, that's when we would have seen lower than 20% down payment.
You know, I can remember Jennifer and I had to come up with 20% when we bought our first home right after we were married, about 1979. We bought the house at 51st Avenue and Glendale, and my parents and Jennifer's parents, I remember I had to go to their houses and get documents signed saying they were not loaning us any money for the down payment. The bank wanted to know that, in fact, was my money, our money.
You know, it's that's not surprising to me. Even today, the source of the down payment is a very high area of focus in financing. And if you've financed a property recently, if you felt like you got hassled about anything, it probably revolved around your bank statements and documenting the source of the money that's being used to purchase the home. So it sounds like that's one of those things that stayed the same.
Well, we certainly have had our swings in interest rate. If we're buying this home in the 50s at 4%, where did interest peak?
Peak, it was in the 80s. So we would have been in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And 18.5%, 1981, the highest I could find.
Now, are you old enough to remember that?
I was alive in 1981.
But you weren't buying a house.
I did not care about mortgages at the age that I was at that time.
We were actually in, that was just a couple of years after we bought our first home. And I don't remember our interest being this hateful, but 18.5%.
18.5%, and you probably paid a couple of points to get that rate.
To buy it down?
To buy it down to that rate. So you're paying a couple of points to the bank to get the rate of 18.5.
Okay, so you've got your mortgage calculator there. I'm taking this same 1,500 square foot home built in the 50s that was sold for $15,000. By 1980, it is now worth $90,000.
Okay.
So $90,000 gets a little bit harder to come up with 20% down at that point. You're fishing out about 18 grand.
Right.
You know, But say we have the 18 grand, we make the down payment, we're funding now at $72,000. $72,000 at 18.5%. Well, how many more points do you have to buy?
You're paying, you've got the...
Another couple grand in points.
Yep, you're paying, if you're financing, so you're paying another $1,500 in points to the bank.
Okay, and then you're putting a mortgage on that at 18.5%.
$1,400 a month.
14.
For 30-year loans. So now we're doing 30-year loans. The terms of the loans have gotten longer as compared to the 50s. So we're $1,400 a month. And then you still have your taxes and insurance on top of that, too.
You want to, and I make my living, and you make your living by the housing and the banking industry. At the break, I want to do a little calculation. Over the life of that 1950s mortgage at 4% on $12,000, I want to know what is the total interest payment on that note.
Okay.
Then I want to know on this $72,000 note at 18.5% for 30 years, what's the total interest paid on that mortgage? And then we may just be touching on the real issue of what has happened to the middle class. We're going to come back with that and Harold's prediction on when the next Phoenix area and Tucson area and Flagstaff area and Prescott area housing budget will occur.
I've got to do it by city?
Yes, you do.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.